We are doing a group process around release and around letting go. But I have to tell you, when I tune in, I feel, you know, the frequency of this program wants to connect with everyone. And so I feel the power of working with the Akasha in this way is that it gives everything a voice. And so there is a consciousness to this program, and I'm just feeling the energy of that program, and it's connecting with the specific group that's here to listen to this today and has been here with us or is here on the recording. So I'm just gonna invite you to close your eyes here, relax your body, softening, and just beginning to feel the energy of this 40-day container, whether or not you have chosen to step into the process. We're just bringing the energy of this powerful Akashic comeback alchemy into the field with us. And from this place, we're gonna open the records with each breath that we take. And the door between worlds is ceasing to exist. And so I'm smiling here because the message here first is just that there's so much more joy for you here. And that oftentimes that the universe and that this container and this process is just sending down so much wisdom, so many messages that are really meant for you. And to not get stuck, part of this release process right now is to not get stuck on the messages and ideas that are actually not relevant for you in this moment. This process, this release, we allow ourselves to let go when we actually get in touch with our own path, with our own experience. And so in this moment, I just want to invite you to just breathe in here, letting in the wisdom, the message, the process that is for your life. We can get overwhelmed. What I'm hearing is part of why you've been holding on to things is you're holding on to information, situations, ideas, plans that are actually not relevant for you. And it's safe to let that go. It's safe to just tune in with the message, the next step that is right for you. So as you breathe in here, just breathing in, welcoming in the message, the next step, the process that is right for you. I'm hearing that is why we really needed that 40-day remote container as well, so that everyone can just be in their individual experience in addition to being in this community healing, which is so powerful. Breathing in here, exhaling out, letting the message, the process that is here for you into the crown of the head. And we're just going to hold that for a moment. And the door between worlds is ceasing to exist. We're calling in the guides, the guardians, the teachers of the Akasha to be here now. And just the reminder, it's safe for you to release. It's safe for you to let go. It's safe for you to begin your process. Your process is protected by this Akashic energy. They are such a big part of this protective container. And we're also calling upon the soul lineage of myself as the facilitator and holder with the Akashic records. We're calling upon the soul lineage of everyone who is here, who is part of this activation right now, who is here live or recorded, calling in the soul lineage, that aspect of them who is really ready to let go and turn on. And just breathing in and connecting with that part of you throughout lifetimes, throughout timelines, throughout dimensions, that would be ready to release and receive right now. And just connecting and breathing in. And the thing that needs to release, the thing, the collective thing, everyone's in their own journey, but the collective release we're doing right now is we're releasing the lifetimes, the timelines, the old stagnant story of being abandoned, of being left. Breathing in here, feeling where that story is in the collective field right now, breathing in where the abandonment, the being left story is, breathing that in, exhaling out. And it's in the back of the head. And so what I'm feeling is that all of us here have our own individual experience, but we're making choices or not making choices. We're staying in the hiding and we're not reigniting, which rhymes, because there's an unconscious feeling of what do I do so that I don't get abandoned? What do I do so I don't get abandoned? And so that has been a dominant energy in the field of everybody who is here in this process right now. And it's part of like what keeps you in the stop, start, push, pull. And so now we're opening the Akashic vibrational record of this clearing and this release. We're connecting with the Akashic vibrational record of this 40-day container. You cannot lose anything that is yours. You cannot lose anything that is yours. That is the energy of this program, is just reminding us you cannot lose anything that is yours. You cannot lose anything that is yours. Breathing that in. Exhaling out, letting that into the belly, letting that into the womb. Working together with love and integrity, the greatest possible outcome and good for everyone here, for everyone who is connected to us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, yes, yes. The records are open. And this is going to be a very quick process. Basically, what we're doing right now, you're already doing it, but we're just releasing, we're giving back this lifetime. There's a lifetime, it might even be this lifetime, but for many of us, it's a previous lifetime that we have to give it back. We can't hold this abandonment forever. And you know what? Even if it was a year ago, the way the world is right now, that's like a different lifetime. And so we have to give back the abandonment of that lifetime, whether we're talking about a year ago or 500 years ago. And so as a group collectively right now, just breathe in the space and the possibility and the permission, the frequency of permission to give back this abandonment, to let it live in that lifetime from a year ago, 500 years ago, 4 generations ago, breathing in permission, breathing it in. Hold. Beautiful. Exhale out and we let it go. We let it go, clearing and releasing from all timelines, personalities, and dimensions. We let go that abandonment story. We let it go back to where it's from. We let it go back to that lifetime. We let it go. It doesn't have to disappear. It happened. It doesn't have to disappear. It happened, but we don't have to hold it in our body anymore. We have to let it go and let it go where it was. Let it go where it was. Let it go where it was. Breathe in permission here. Exhaling out, letting it go where it was, letting it release from your body, release from your field. And let's just hold here for one breath. Letting yourself exhale. The program reminding you it's okay to feel space. You don't have to fill the space. After we release, we sometimes are gripping, we're looking for the familiar thing. It's okay to let it go. It's okay to let it release. You are safe. You can't lose anything that's yours. And I'm just going to hold that, know that this process is with you and holding you, knowing that whatever you needed to clear or release, it's done. It has happened. It's gone back to where it needs to go. And you can't lose anything that was yours. Whatever you needed to bring in with you today in this experience and this process is with you. I'm sending gratitude to the guides and guardians of the Akasha, to this technology, to From Heartache to Joy, Iram, Gretchen, everyone who's part of the team, and all of you that are here, sending the gratitude. Let yourself feel your own gratitude now. Connect with the energy of gratitude. That's what seals the activation. And we know the work will continue beyond this time. We're always connected by heart. We're breathing back into existence, the door between worlds. The records are closed, and so it is. Taking a few breaths here, letting yourself come back into the space, rolling the ankles, rolling the wrists and the fingers, protecting your peace. We're going to gently come back into the field and back into the conversation. Let yourself drink water and relax after our time together, and I'll bring it back to Iram when she's ready to close us out.